we looked at the overdose death counts for overdoses caused by specific drugs. So there's two main data sources that we looked at. One was from the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission. And in Florida, there's a requirement that medical examiners for any drug-related death have to denote which drugs caused the death. And we compared that data set to a data set that's published by the Centers for Disease Control from the federal government. And their data are based on death certificates. And a key issue with their data is that the death certificates don't always denote which drug specifically caused an overdose death. So we looked at that differences between those two data sets, the Florida Medical Examiner data set and the CDC data set, and found that for drugs that we were able to analyze, there was a pretty substantial undercounting of deaths in the federal data. For instance, the number of deaths that were caused, for instance, by cocaine were roughly 37% less than those in the federal data.
So what this means is that when you hear a statistic on the news about how bad the overdose rate is, it's actually probably a lot worse.
Yes, and I want to clarify that it's specifically talking about deaths caused by specific drugs. So the overall overdose death rate, we did not look at it. There's no reason for us to think that that's not capturing all those deaths. Here again, we're looking at the number of deaths caused by specific drugs. But yes, generally, I would say that, especially for Florida, we were able to show that that number reported by the federal government is substantially less, you know, maybe as much as a third less than what the actual number is.
So you mentioned cocaine already, but are there other drugs that we should be, I don't know if the word is skeptical about the numbers that we're seeing, but maybe the actual numbers are a lot higher. For which drugs?
For instance, for opioids, we saw that for a time period we looked at from 2003 to 2017, the percent of deaths by opioids was roughly 34% higher in the Florida data than in the federal CDC data. We also saw that the number of deaths reported were less also for methadone, for instance, and also for benzo and diazepines.
You're suggesting that if Florida thought it had an opioid overdose problem, we do have a problem, but it sounds to be significantly more serious than we previously might have thought?
Yeah, it depends on what data sets people are using. So local media often use the Florida data, the Florida Medical Examiner's data, which is accurate. I think for us, the bigger issue is for national data. We think that there's a potential substantial undercounting for nationally. So if your listeners are reading reports based on the Florida data, I think those are numbers we use, and we think those are highly accurate. It's the federal data that maybe refer to the national values that are potentially underreported.
So why is it important to know if there's an undercount in the reported number of overdoses?
Yes, I think for us, the biggest issue is it clouds the ability for medical providers and policymakers to have an accurate awareness of what's going on in terms of the epidemic. For instance, fentanyl emerged as an issue in the last several years. And often the ability for providers or for the policymakers to know that that's a drug of concern is through these types of data, whereas if the number of deaths for certain drugs are being undercounted, it might obscure those trends and might prevent the most effective response possible to those issues.
Are there any drugs that you haven't mentioned yet that we should be particularly concerned about looking at the differences in the Florida reporting versus the national reporting in overdose deaths?
Yeah, one drug that definitely jumps out for us was heroin. Heroin is an opioid. And it was interesting in our data, we found that the federal and state values are very similar up through roughly 2013. Just over the last 4 or so years, there has been this divergence where the number reported by the federal government has now become significantly less than the number reported in the Florida data. And so for us, that's, the opioid epidemic is a very large increasing phenomenon largely. And for us to know kind of what the causes of these overdose deaths, we think that might be becoming obscured, especially in the case of heroin.
What might have changed?
And that's something that goes beyond our research. It'd be pure speculation, but I think the emergence of the fentanyl epidemic is timed roughly the same, and so I think there might be some interplay there where maybe the deaths are not being recorded in terms of heroin and just instead fentanyl. Again, that would be very speculative, but it's an area that I think Florida is leading the country, frankly, in terms of having better data, and I think that we're potentially an example for other states to follow.